I don't want to judge people. Actually, I do, which is the entire premise of this podcast. But if your last name is Baloney, you should change it.
Hey, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Katie.
You're listening to Notstalgia, the only podcast with a love theme on its soundtrack. Do you remember when movies would advertise that there was the love theme from this movie? That was a thing. So, like, they'd release the single, and there was always, like, a pop song in the movie that would play during a romantic scene, and that would be considered the love theme from that movie. Even Titanic, I guess. I don't know if they advertised it as a love theme, but Titanic had, what's its name, you know? Flutie Flute. What's that song?
My Heart Will Go On?
Yeah, that one.
Yes, Flutie Flute.
So, we're talking about love themes, because the soundtrack phenomenon of love themes from a movie, because the other day you and I were talking about and singing Kiss from a Rose, right? Randomly at the end of our Darkwing Duck recording episode, you started singing Kiss from a Rose and I joined you, which, listeners, you can hear that. I took that little clip and put it at the beginning of that episode with no explanation
whatsoever.
You're not
really missing much.
So, you sang Kiss from a Rose, we started talking about Kiss from a Rose.
Now we can't stop singing Kiss from a Rose.
And that has led us to a movie that I'm going to ask you if you've seen, even though we already talked about this privately, but not on the podcast. Kate, have you ever seen the movie? Batman Forever.
No.
That's perfect, because now we can watch it.
Excellent.
Batman Forever came out in 1995, and it featured the song Kiss from a Rose by Seal.
Is Seal in the movie Batman Forever?
No, but the music video for the song features Seal as we watch the music video.
Yeah, it takes place on, like, the roof of the Gotham police station. Yeah. It's very confusing.
Seal is, like, you know, being shot in front of the bat signal.
Wouldn't it be a seal signal at this point?
No, it's the bat signal.
I wish it was a seal.
If it was, like, a big seal, that would be awesome. What I learned doing research is that this song was not written for this movie. A lot of times the love themes were written specifically for, like, to coincide with the movie. This song was written before the movie. It came out on Seal's album, Seal 2.
That's dumb.
That happened a lot, you know. Led Zeppelin famously did it. They just, you know, usually an artist's first album is just their name, and then some of them choose to do subsequent albums that are still just their name but with a number. So that's where this song came from, but it was used to extreme extent in this movie. And, like, this song, do you have memories of it from the era?
It definitely played on the bus. When we would ride the bus to and from school.
That makes sense.
And it was always, like, the sexy song.
Yeah.
Not that we, like, could call it the sexy song.
Right, but you knew in your heart and mind that it was, even if you didn't have the words for it. Yeah, this is definitely, like, a B101
but, like,
hit.
Imagine a bus full of school children all going, ba-da-da-na-na-na-na-na-na. Na na na, because the whole bus would
but
be
like off key and not in time.
Yeah, it's like a bunch
of kids
trying to sing happy birthday.
That would be an absolute nightmare.
Yeah. Imagine then that you're an underpaid bus driver on a rural bus route.
Yeah, and you just contemplate for a minute driving it over a ledge.
The bus drove near several cliffs, and it's amazing that we never went over one. God, poor Mr. Bob.
This song for me is probably, like, one of the most, like, nostalgic songs from that time.
Your mom definitely listened to this in the car when she drove you to the Bradleys.
The Bradleys. Plus, like, it's in this movie too, and this movie is such, like, a perfect mid-90s, like, it as you'll see, it really exemplifies everything that's good and bad and cheesy about the sort of 90s, you know, tropes and stuff.
Okay.
But I don't know, like, there's something about it that really just catches in my head. If I'm making, like, a playlist and I want it to have, like, you know, a 90s type theme, this song is a go-to. It's so easy. It gets everybody to be like, oh yeah, Kiss from a Rose. I always want to call it Kissed by a Rose, which is past tense and by instead of from. It's not that different, but it's Kiss from a Rose. Batman Forever, Kate, was directed by Joel Schumacher and written by Lee Batchelor, Janet Batchelor, that's a husband-wife writing team.
Oh, never let a husband and wife do a project together. You guys who are listening know how bad it turns out.
And Akiva Goldsmith. And this is the third movie in the series of Batman movies that started in 1989 with Tim Burton's Batman. I guess I have to ask you, have you seen that movie?
Yes, I believe I saw it with you.
Jack Nicholson as the Joker, you recall yeah. that, with the Prince soundtrack?
Yeah, Jack Nicholson looking just like regular Jack Nicholson. Kind of. And then Prince was there. Yeah, yes. Absolutely.
So Batman 89, we watched that many years ago, I guess. Have you seen the next one, Batman Returns, from 1992?
Refresh my memory.
Danny DeVito is the Penguin.
Oh, yeah.
Christopher Walken's in it for some reason. I don't know who he plays. Michelle Pfeiffer is Catwoman.
Yeah, yeah. But Danny DeVito. Danny DeVito just looking like Danny DeVito.
Yes. Yeah. And now...
There's a thread here.
This is the third one, so I don't know why they called it Batman Forever, because that's like a four joke.
Because this is the Batman that has been burned into everyone's brain. Like, that's what I'm imagining.
Kind of. At least for me. So those are the first two movies. They're Tim Burton. You've seen them. Do you remember how weird Batman Returns is?
Yes.
It's like really... Danny DeVito, I think, bites someone's nose off.
Yeah, they're like pulling Michelle Pfeiffer's face skin back with a big clothespin because she's just starting to hit that age.
Not back then. But like she's in this really weird leather suit with lots of zippers. Like,
yeah, it's not good.
The whole movie is very like dark and weird.
Too
right?
many zippers, Tim.
And
calm down.
What happened was Batman 1989, huge hit.
Okay.
Family film, even though it's kind of dark, but it's not that dark. Everybody loves it. It's like the biggest movie ever. Kids got the Batman symbol buzzed into their hair. Like, it was Batman mania. It was a thing. It was before we were born a little bit, but that's the that's the general thing that happened as far as has been reported.
Okay.
McDonald's wants to do, like, a Batman Returns tie-in for the sequel. But they had never seen the movie, so they're like, great, it's more Batman. They didn't know how totally weird and dark it was. So there's like a, you know, McDonald's Happy Meal toys and all this stuff. McDonald's is pushing this movie really hard, having not seen the final version. So then the movie comes out and it's like this grim thing. And there's lots of parents who bring their little kids to go see it because they got the McDonald's toy and they're really upset. So then like parents are complaining to McDonald's. McDonald's is complaining to Warner Brothers. It's a whole thing.
Oh, I love when parents complain. That's my favorite thing.
So McDonald's puts pressure on Warner Brothers and says, you can't do this again to us.
You can't have that many zippers on Michelle Pfeiffer.
Correct.
Okay.
They said the next Batman movie has to be lighter and more kid-friendly. And Warner Brothers said, sure, McDonald's. Like they.
Oh, this is the worst of America.
Pressure, yes.
This is
That's
the worst thing about America.
That's why this movie is
right
so perfect.
It just, oh, I just have a, I have a weird taste in my mouth.
Yeah.
And it's from like super capitalism.
Yes. So Tim Burton,
he
steps down and says, okay, I'm not going to direct this one. He goes off and I think makes Ed Wood instead.
Oh, good for creepy Tim.
Because he's too creepy. He just can't make a more kid-friendly Batman movie. So they bring in Joel Schumacher as the director. And then Michael Keaton, who had played Bruce Wayne in Batman, he's like, without Tim Burton, I'm not doing this. This movie seems too silly. So he steps down as Batman. He had been him in the last two. So Val Kilmer comes in to replace him and he's now Batman.
Oh, old vanilla Val. They had to find somebody who was willing to do this vanilla movie, I guess.
Well, who was willing to make a lot of money.
I like money.
Could
I be Batman?
I think I read that Val Kilmer, they just said, hey, you want to be Batman? Here, we'll give you the script. He's like, yeah, I'll be Batman. I don't even need to read it. Like, I think he signed on sight unseen. Because, you know, it's a money-making role, and who doesn't want to play Batman?
Everybody wants to play Batman.
What white dude who's, like, between 20 and 40 doesn't want to play Batman? So Val Kilmer's Batman, Nicole Kidman's in it, Tommy Lee Jones is in it, Jim Carrey is in it,
which for me
as a kid, that's why I kind of wanted to see this. Because this is part of Jim Carrey's two huge years of his career. Between 1994 and 1995, Jim Carrey made Dumb and Dumber, Ace Ventura Pet Detective, The Mask, Ace Ventura When Nature Calls, and Batman Forever. That's an amazing legendary run. How many of those movies have you seen? Any of them? Just go real quick again. Dumb and Dumber? Did I ever make you watch that?
Yes, you made me watch that.
Oh, that's one of my faves. Ace Ventura Pet Detective. I have not shown you that.
I don't think so.
The Mask? Did we ever watch that? Where he puts on a green mask?
I don't think
mask?
So. Oh. I remember you were scared of it, though, because your dad never stops talking about it at family functions.
Save it for another... We need to do, probably, I hate to tell you, an episode on every one of these Jim Carrey movies.
I have dyspepsia.
Because he's one of... He's like... legendary in my childhood and everyone our age's childhood for these movies.
Well, not mine.
Anyway, and definitely not Ace Ventura 2, though you have seen the scene where he crawls out of a rhino.
Oh, your dad made me watch that last year at Thanksgiving.
It was amazing.
Really upsetting.
We were like talking about it, and then me, my dad, and my mom, and poor Katie's just stuck in the room. And then we were like, you know what? We have the internet. Let's just watch that scene. And we all were crying, laughing, except for you. And you haven't seen this, so... it's just, like I said, everything that's good and bad about the 90s. You got the Seal crazy pop song. You got Jim Carrey. You got a movie that McDonald's basically called the shots on. It premiered on June 9th, 1995. I am nostalgic about this movie because we had it on VHS in my house. Mm. I had never seen the two previous Batman movies, though. This is my first
so
Batman
this
movie.
Is Batman for you.
Yes. The like animated series was around, and I couldn't tell you if I saw that or this mm-hmm. first, but this I saw more. We used to watch this a lot. You know, we had it on tape, so as you learned from our Shrek episode, yes. if I had access to a movie, I would be a repeat viewer. To me, this was Batman, and it's silly, because this kind of, it tries to be the middle ground between the 1960s series, which, of course, I had not seen at that time, okay. which is very campy, and the late 80s, early 90s ones that came before it, but just, you know, it had to be fun enough so McDonald's could make toys.
All right, so it's got to strike a chord. You know what? Welcome to womanhood, everyone who's produced. It's got to strike a chord between silly and sexy, and it's still got to sell toys. Sounds great.
People did not hate this movie, but they hated what came after it. Why do, I didn't mean that like
you did not lead in with like people did not hate this movie. You're really selling this to me.
So people didn't hate it, but they hated what came next. The next movie in this series that Joel Schumacher again made, which is called Batman and Robin, is universally hated. It's when the bat suit got nipples. It's just
oh, God.
It took this.
I
whole...
mean, in fairness, a bat's a mammal.
A defender of Batman and Robin. You never saw
I'm
that
I'm a defender
one,
of just nipples on the bat suit.
I never made you watch that movie.
No,
it's
I
Arnold
don't
Schwarzenegger,
think so.
Uma Thurman.
Mm.
No? You don't think so? Okay. I can't believe we watched the first two, but we never got to this.
Shocking.
Anyway. We're just going to dive in. This is the movie that, you know, kind of started the decline of the 80s Batman series. And I hope you like it, because it's a lot of fun. It's just so much freaking fun. Jim Carrey.
Ugh.
You don't like Jim Carrey.
I don't like his elastic face. I don't like his antics. I don't like his lanky-limbed moves.
You sound like you're saying insults to me, every one of those.
Don't remind me that you look exactly like him. Go away.
Not quite, but behave, maybe. He shaped the sense of humor of a lot of white guys my age.
Ugh.
So, you ready?
God, white guys.
Ready to do Batman Forever.
I simply love what you've done with this place. Heavy metal meets house and garden. Beautiful. It's so dark and gothic and disgustingly decadent. Yet so bright and chipper and conservative. It's so you, and yet so you. Very few people are both a summer and a winter, but you pull it off nicely.
What's the point, big boy?
Has anybody ever told you you have a serious impulse control problem?
I hope this sells a lot of fries.
Check out these 3D.
It's like zooming text at me.
3D
oh my God, it's
flying
like word
quotes.
Art.
This is basically the Windows screensaver with the words on it.
This is just word art flying at my face. This is unpleasant. You probably loved this.
It's the same year as Toy Story. This is the best 3D stuff they could do here. The suit ups in this movie are outstanding.
Why is his suit so leathery looking? Well, Cassie's just suiting up with no preamble.
It's and media
Drew
is.
Barrymore.
Who the heck is Drew Barrymore in this movie? I don't remember.
Is she an E.T.?
Is she an E.T.? Is that what you just asked?
Wow, Val Kilmer's mouth is really plush looking.
This security guard, he has a line reading coming up that's burned into my head. His acting is so ridiculous.
The costume here is not good.
No.
Am I wrong?
No, you're right. But it's on purpose.
The makeup
kind of?
Here is also not good. Is it supposed to be campy or...
Yes.
Or is it like a cult, you know what I mean, like a cult classic type thing where everybody loves it just because
this
it
is
campy?
This is supposed to be campy, kind of, but it's, I think, a little campier than it's supposed to be.
Okay.
And then the next one, it is a lot like Evil Dead.
Oh, no.
The next one is way too far.
Okay. It's kind of like Tommy Lee Jones is a Technicolor nightmare. Like, look at him.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Can you describe Nicole Kidman's face when she saw Batman rappel down?
It looked like me when I look at a piece of cake. Chase Meridian is not a real name.
Dr. Chase Meridian.
Mm. oh my god, he couldn't resist a chance to dig at a woman.
Yeah,
you know,
she's a psychologist.
Like, yeah, she has a doctorate, Bruce. And he's like, your work is insightful. Naive, but insightful. Well, do you have a doctorate, Bruce? Go ahead, tell me about your PhD, old blue eyes.
She should say no. Call me doctor.
She should say, I worked really hard for, like, between 4 to 10 years.
She would tear up her degree if it meant she got to snog Batman.
Ugh.
In this movie. It's not my opinion. That's clearly what she's telegraphing. This wrecking ball, it's just like rubber. You've seen The Dark Knight. Mm-hmm. The movie where, what's that guy's name who plays Two-Face in that? Where he's like...
Aaron Eckhart?
Yes, where he's Harvey Dent for like 2 hours of the movie and then only becomes Two-Face at the end. And it's a pretty nuanced performance.
Yeah, and then we got Tommy Lee Jones just cackling.
It's just crazy. Like, he might as well be playing the Joker.
Did he think he was playing the Joker?
It seems that way.
I wish I had henchmen. I would just like to put in a formal request for henchmen. As a podcast co-host, I think I deserve them. That was a very classically 90s sound.
Yes,
right there.
A guy got electrocuted by some sort of bat device, and he went... with, like, the drawn over the scene electricity bolts. No knocking it. I enjoy
Batman's
it.
Really kicking a lot right here.
He is. He's doing
like
some spin
rocket.
Kicks.
Like a rocket. Look at him. Now there's a man with knife hands.
Do you know who plays Batman in the next one?
George Clooney.
Oh.
Fresh out of ER.
You do know your stuff. How'd you know that?
No reason. Who doesn't love George Clooney and his wife Amal? She's a real boss. We love Amal Clooney in this home.
I can't believe this is a movie.
Just imagine they're like being tossed around in a drum with Batman. You're just a regular old security guard trying to guard the second bank of Gotham on the second anniversary of the second day that Batman caught Two-Face.
I bet you I can tell you who'd rather be in there with him. Dr. Chase Meridian.
What is this, acid?
Oh no! It's boiling acid!
There it is. When he screams, oh no, it's boiling acid. How does he know that? It hasn't touched him.
Maybe it's stinky. Also, here's my question.
Yeah.
Was Two-Face dipped in acid? I feel like all the Batman villains were dipped in acid at some point.
Many of them.
Or you're some gonna... kind of chemical.
Not to spoil it, but you will find out Two-Face's origin in this film.
Okay. Oh no, he's my glasses. Oh my god, is Batman gonna... crack the safe using just a hearing aid. I'm already tired.
Also, not fair for Batman to stop Two-Face from plundering all this money when Bruce Wayne has plundered plenty of money from Gotham himself.
Yeah, you think that Bruce Wayne is paying taxes?
Bruce Wayne, 2020.
You think Bruce Wayne got a COVID bailout for a small business? Probably. Wayne Enterprises? How much boiling acid is there?
Also, Gotham in this movie is insane looking. There's like gargoyles that are as tall as buildings. Is that big eyeball advertisement supposed to be like a Great Gatsby thing?
I don't think so. I think it's...
just something for them to fly through and have explode.
Sometimes an eyeball's just an eyeball.
I mean, here's the thing. This is like a comic book come to life. We know Tommy Lee Jones is an actor.
He's a great actor.
If he had done some sort of, like, I don't know, slightly different performance, I think he'd be a great Two-Face.
Yeah. But right now he's just screaming. Is he using a club?
He just used the club that everybody's grandma has for her car to
remember.
Lock the steering wheel.
My aunt had the club, like, last year.
Yes.
She still used the club last year. Yeah. How much Tommy Lee Jones laughing maniacally can we take? Oh my god, he just chopped up the Statue of Liberty. What is it, like the Gotham gal? What do they call her?
I don't know, but he just flew a helicopter into her.
Right into her face. Ugh, oh, right in the moneymaker.
You're right, this movie does hate women.
See? It loves burgers and it hates women.
Like most of America.
Oh my god, you're right!
Oh, it only blew up half of her face.
Oh, this is what you look like.
Listen.
Oh my god.
Oh no, Jim Carrey with his glasses on.
Jim Carrey with his glasses on looks... just like you.
Well, if I had hair.
It's that time that you grew your hair out in college to like an unadvisable length.
Yeah.
Don't hire anyone with a name that sounds like a villain.
Yeah, Edward Nygma. That should have set off a red flag in the HR system.
Wow, Val Kilmer's skin is so smooth. Look at it.
I bet you he moisturizes.
Whatever that is. Not good.
It's like strange helmet.
Is Val Kilmer just like a talking Ken doll? Look at him. He looks like he's made of plastic.
So I understand that Val Kilmer, people really like him from Real Genius, I think, is the movie that he made that everybody loves. And Tombstone, where he plays one of the famous Wild West. I sound really uninformed about these
movies. Uninformed about
Val Kilmer. He was like real hot from those. People love him in those. I only really know him from this. He has zero personality.
Did Jim Carrey get his glasses from Warby Parker? Because I have seen those glasses on the Warby Parker website.
They did not exist yet.
They are calling them the Nigma.
But it's like a prototype.
It's like you got the Percy with the Mission Clay fade. You got
get the clear framed
acrylic Nigmas.
You can get the clear Nigmas, yeah. Edward Nigma's invention is a helmet that beams TV signals directly into your brain. I don't think this movie is qualified to make some sort of statement about people's television viewing habits.
Or just general capitalist consumption. Since it's sponsored by McDonald's. Also, he just is, like, touring a who is he, Kim Jong-un, touring a factory? Like, pointing at things?
Uh-oh. Edward Nigma's mumbling threats again under his breath.
As somebody should probably... Oh, God, he's got a door that he can just say lock, and it locks. Who is he, Matt Lauer? This is terrible. Oh, no, chair.
He does have this weird voice-activated office.
I guess it's like an Alexa. Why is he in that pod?
This makes no sense. He has some sort of tube system that can get him from, like, the top floor of the Wayne office building down to the Batcave.
Do you think that Elon Musk is, like, chaotic neutral Batman? Building a pneumatic tube for himself.
I think Elon Musk went chaotic evil recently on Twitter, so I'm not sure. So Dr. Chase Meridian somehow has activated the bat signal.
She's activated the bat signal, and she's wearing lingerie. Clearly has makeup on underneath his bat suit. Like, really
he has eye black
dark
on.
Eye black on. And it just makes me laugh every time. Like, when he takes it off, does he just have two, like, black diamonds around his eyes? Chase, have some respect.
So how do you feel about the fact that they've put a very educated woman in the movie, but also...
She literally has, like, no agency. She has no chance to show off how smart she is. She is just disrobing, like, for the Batman.
Throwing herself at Batman.
Oh, he just screams the whole time.
You don't...
You
don't find Jim Carrey, his delivery amusing at all?
No. Where is his institutional review board? Oh, no. Someone slow Jim Carrey down. Just the level of sound effects in this entire movie is just... Well, excellent job, Commissioner Gordon. About as skilled as looking into crimes as a Georgia prosecutor.
Whoa.
Just saying.
Oh, can you solve this riddle?
It's a clock.
Ah, you're good. If you look at the numbers on my face, you won't find 13 anyplace.
See, I'm smarter than Batman. You want to talk about inequity? Take a look at Wayne Manor. The villain here is a member of the proletariat.
This is why I love doing Batman stuff with you.
I'm just saying. Listen, I understand why people love Batman. But couldn't Bruce Wayne just fight crime by leveraging his power and money and influence? He doesn't have to punch people
in
the night.
It really is.
He could stop crime in Gotham, and he chooses not to because it gives him some kind of perverse thrill.
It's true.
Oh, me, I was just making these sexy noises with a punching bag. I'm Chase Meridian, and I have agency. Nope.
Like, Val Kilmer, there's no inflection to any of his lines.
There's nothing. He's just a talking quarter pounder with cheese.
I guess for Bruce Wayne.
You know?
For Bruce Wayne, it's not a bad choice, but he just... He doesn't thrill me.
They weren't hiring him for his delivery. They were hiring him for his jawline and his willingness to wear eye black.
You're right.
At all times.
She's turning Bruce Wayne down for a second date because she's in love with Batman. I guess it's not the worst problem he could have.
Yeah, you know,
Batman.
Woman of your dreams turns you down for your alter ego. That's okay. Do you hate it when Tommy Lee Jones takes over your circus? Bruce Wayne's like, I have to go to the bathroom. No, now it looks like Bruce Wayne has just run away.
And left Chase Meridian to fend for herself.
That's Dr. Chase Meridian
you.
These brave circus folk here to save the day. How do these Graysons know so much about punching? All the Willendas died.
It's pretty sad.
All the Graysons died, not the Willendas.
Pretty, clean-looking bodies, though, considering the falls that they had.
Meanwhile, Val Kilmer is looking at the one surviving Grayson like, I could use a boy award.
I always get bummed out when they do flashbacks to Bruce Wayne's parents' death.
Why?
It's just sad. I don't need this in the middle of my weird, campy Batman movie. And, like, we saw it. This is the third movie. We've seen it.
Wait, his parents are dead?
Maybe he should go see Chase Meridian, but, like, professionally.
Yeah, like, maybe he should go to therapy.
Two-Face is shooting a rocket launcher at the Batmobile. The Batmobile's wheels just turned at a 90-degree angle so the car can go completely sideways.
It's kind of like
when you are in the schoolyard and you're playing a game and you almost lose, and then it's like, well, my Batmobile has wheels that go sideways so I can brake. Well, I'm a rocket launcher. That's what it's like.
That's someone just making that noise with their mouth. That's what it sounds like.
Batman was out driving the Batmobile, I guess, to get takeout again. I don't know.
Does Batman know that he has a full-service butler who can cook for him? Seems like he's eating a lot of McDonald's. Why is that, like, Zoltar machine in the back gyrating? Why is everyone screaming? What is this?
This is his martial arts laundry drying sequence.
Oh my god, I hate this so much. Look at him whipping his laundry around and using his martial arts to dry his sweatpants. Oh dear lord. What's happening?
I don't understand how he has orange hair when he's the Riddler, but normal brown hair when he's Edward Nygma.
That's the thing that's hanging you up right now? Oh, look, she got him a dream baby. Is the second date when you bring out the parents were murdered in front of me when I was a kid? All right, Carl Jung. Calm down.
How did Dick Grayson get away with the Batmobile?
Way to go, Alfred. Just like a werewolf gang.
He's got some sort of
cord necklace.
Yes.
Black button down. Dick Grayson is here to make all your 8th grade bad boy dreams come true.
Well, he's wearing his button down's open and he has like a black tank top underneath.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the women in this movie really don't have a lot of agency.
Bruce Wayne just tried to introduce himself to Drew Barrymore, who is with Edward Nygma right now. And first, he only said hi to her to make him jealous. And then he tried to get her name, and she's like, you can call me whatever you want.
I don't even have a name anymore. Just a lot.
So allegedly, Tommy Lee Jones like hated Jim Carrey for some reason on this set. Jim Carrey talked about it a couple years ago. And he said Tommy Lee Jones would come up to him and like whisper to him, here's a quote. Can you read it?
I hate you. I really don't like you, and I cannot sanction your buffoonery. That's how I feel.
But in a normal movie, I would get that. In this movie, where Tommy Lee Jones is crazy in his performance, I don't understand how he could be so mean. Tommy Lee Jones almost out Jim Carrey's Jim Carrey in this film.
It's a lot.
Look at Val Kilmer with the Batman pants on. This is such a weird look.
Yeah.
He's shirtless, but he's still wearing the bottom of the bat suit. I don't think I've ever seen that before.
Kind of a hairy Batman.
What video of Chase Meridian is Bruce Wayne watching on a screen in the Batcave right now?
Pretty weird.
She doesn't know she's being filmed.
Yeah, this movie does not like women. It raises a lot of questions about like how women are treated in the Batman universe. It's not good.
As a kid, I've said this before, I hated all kissing scenes. This one is probably the worst ever because it's in the middle of a Batman movie. The action has come grinding to a halt so Batman can have a rendezvous with Chase Meridian.
Don't touch Val Kilmer's mouth. It's like he's done that Instagram trick where you get your lips sucked into a bottle so you can make him real big.
It's very plush.
Look
lips.
At him. He's like, his upper lip looks like a piece of Toro.
Chase Meridian's not in love with him. She's jealous of his lip filler.
You know what? Maybe Tommy Lee Jones is acting more than we realize because you can't really tell that he hates Jim Carrey.
As soon as that take was over, he was like, I hate you.
Get out of my face.
You buffoon. Batman 89 has this great, weird, gothic, timeless look. And this movie, I don't even know what to say about it. There's just all these weird statues. So you have this old-looking Gotham, but it's crazy-looking. And then you have Dick Grayson with, like, one earring. So he doesn't seem timeless.
What does it want to be?
It wants to be a Happy Meal toy.
I guess you're right.
I could really go for some McDonald's, though, right now.
Really?
Oh.
Is that a jack-o'-lantern? Who carved that jack-o'-lantern in front of Wayne Manor? Was it Alfred? Was it Dick?
It's Halloween night?
But who was it? You know Bruce Wayne isn't reaching inside a pumpkin. What is Val Kilmer's turtleneck? Look at it. Why are kids trick-or-treating at Wayne Manor? I feel like there's no other houses around for miles.
So, to be... Yeah. You gotta walk, like, 3 miles up the driveway, but...
You know that Alfred has given out full-size candy
bars.
He's
probably giving you a whole box of candy bars kid. Like, as a kid, did you ever pick houses based on how expensive the neighborhood was?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so that's what these kids... These kids are... They're geniuses. We have not heard Kiss from a Rose yet. Bruce, shut up.
I'm Batman.
Stop sharing your childhood trauma. I want to make out.
Oh, yeah. I'm off the clock, Bruce.
I'll have to charge you if you say one more traumatic memory.
They were like, Bruce Wayne, the same guy who fought for cuts to public education.
Public Enemy number one. Why does everyone love Bruce Wayne so much?
Because he's rich. Why does everyone love Elon Musk so much? Alfred is totally fine after his hit. Yeah. Which I think was worse than Bruce Wayne's. But Bruce Wayne's like convalescing in bed with bandages. Yeah, and Alfred's waiting on him.
That's because he is a servant. Bruce Wayne is in the 1%. He could have a paper cut, be laid up for days. He's not made of hardy stock. Commissioner Gordon sounds like a total goober.
Where is that coming from? What are they doing to the Batman?
They turned the Bats into a question mark.
Is that a question mark? Huh? What is it?
Bruce Wayne and Alfred really know which letter is which number in the alphabet just off the top of their heads. I've lost my suspension of disbelief.
Look at Val Kilmer's hair here. It is the stuff of 90s dreams. It's just so tall. And the middle part. Is that the butt?
Yes. There is just a weirdly long close-up
of
the bat
of
butt.
His booty. The bat booty. Wow. The bat plane. This really could have come in handy before this.
Like many times prior.
Oh my god, what is this thing?
This is the new...
Who is that, Aquaman?
Rubberized Robin suit.
Where did they get that? Commissioner Gordon is already... He's drunk. Look at him.
Screaming, go Batman! From the top of the roof.
It's only like 8:15 p.m. and he is sloppily drunk.
Nobody noticed this humongous offshore island, Riddler Island, over here?
Oh my god, these goons in scuba gear. I can't.
There's underwater goons.
So wait, here's my question.
Yes.
His mind ray can also, like, shoot a laser. This must have been very confusing to film. I just feel like no one knows why they're here.
Like, all right, Val, I want you to run.
Climb up this ladder.
This big playground
we
made.
Okay.
How much are you paying me? Yeah, I'll do it.
All right. Look at my big lip. Jim Carrey is wearing a completely skin-tight, sequin-spangled outfit. His hair is gelled straight up. It's remarkable.
I can't deny it. Jim Carrey's delivery still cracks me up sometimes. He's like behind each below each contestant, a watery grave. He's great.
I have not seen something this overacted. maybe ever. Oh my god. So he's defeated Two-Face by just throwing a bunch of coins.
Yes. He made him flip his coin to decide their fate. And then Batman just happened to have a bunch of coins with him.
He was like, luckily I didn't go to the coin star machine today. Aha!
Chucked him at him. That made him fall to his death after they made a big to-do about how Robin shouldn't kill him. I'm all for the idea that a Batman movie doesn't have to be about something. But this, like, acts like it's about something.
It's not about anything.
And then it's truly not. Well, look at Jim Carrey's mutated head.
None of this dialogue is good at all.
I am Bruce Wayne because I want to be, not because I have to be. Nobody made me. I like bats.
Why is Alfred watching?
Alfred's watching them kiss with the biggest smile on his face.
I like how the ears on his suit jiggle just a little.
Ah, finally.
Amazing.
Halfway through the credits. Seal. That is weird that it wasn't in the movie. And in the credits, they start the song partway through, so you don't hear the most famous part.
Commissioner Gordon?
He's at home. I sent the signal.
What's wrong?
Last night at the bank, I noticed something about Two-Face. His coin. It's his Achilles heel. It can be exploited.
I know. You called me here for this. The bat signal is not a beeper.
Well, I wish I could say that my interest in you was purely professional.
You're trying to get under my cape, Doctor?
A girl can't live by psychoses alone.
It's the car, right? Chicks love the car.
Yeah, that was bad. That was not good.
I mean, for me, I understand it's bad, but, like, you can make excuses for a lot of the badness, because you can say it's supposed to be an homage to the 60s show, so that's why it's so silly. Or it's from 1995, so that's why it is the way that it is, and it makes the choices it makes. Or McDonald's had a creative hand in this movie. So I can't really complain about it, because you knew what you were in for. It's not like I sold this to you by saying, Kate, like, if you saw this then and you weren't a little kid, and you had seen the previous two and liked them, I could see you being genuinely upset.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't change my view on, like, what the meaning of life is. It just was not good.
Right.
And I'm telling you that if you watched this and remember it vaguely, just let those memories be vague.
Yeah. Think I can agree with that. Because this is, it lives in that weird middle ground between Batman Returns and Batman and Robin, where, like, it's not super dark, it's not totally campy. You know, it tries to walk a little bit of a line. It's more campy than dark, but, you know, it goes so off the rails in the next one. So, yeah, there's really not too much worth revisiting, especially because Kiss from a Rose, you don't even hear until the end of the credits. So, honestly, if you want to remember these, you know, feelings you had watching this movie as a kid, go watch the music video for Kiss from a Rose.
Yeah.
That's like a 3-minute, it has scenes from the movie in it.
Seal shirtless.
Yeah.
It's more than anything you could want.
That's what should have happened when Batman went to the, early in the movie, when he shows up to the bat signal and it's Chase Meridian. It should have been Seal.
Yeah, it wasn't good. It's just Jim Carrey screaming for a solid 2 hours.
Yeah, you're in a unique position here, almost more than ever on the podcast, because not only have you not seen this movie, so you're not nostalgic about it. Two, you don't care about Batman at all. He means nothing to you. Three, you don't like Jim Carrey, so he's not a draw. Anyway, it's exactly what I thought it was. It was fun. It was silly. I enjoyed it for what it was, but it's long. Just watch the Kiss from a Rose video.
Yep.
Tell us what we should watch next that you're nostalgic about. What VHS tapes did you watch a bunch of times? You can leave us a voice message by clicking on the link in the episode description. You could send us an email at notstalgia@AOL.com. You could go to our website, notstalgia.org, and there's links to everything there, social media links to contact us, plus our past episodes.
This podcast was brought to you by the Quarter Pounder with Cheese.
Oh, let's go get some McDonald's. You know they're open late.
Riddle me this, riddle me that. Who's afraid of the big black bat?
In an uncertain world, in a chaotic time, justice wears a mask.
A game.
What is it about the wrong kind of man?
It's the car, right? Chicks love the car.
Power is a machine.
Now you've devised a way to read men's minds.
By the way, I've seen your mind, freak.
And revenge is a trap.
You're a genius.
Riddler and Two-Face can make a pretty lethal combination. Train me, let me be your partner.
Who's your tailor?
But first, let's meet our contestants.
Going down.
If the bat wants to play, we'll play.
Was that over the top?
Don't work too late.
The part where you kiss the girl. The real game begins.
Courage now. Truth always. Batman. Forever.